Okay, this story happened in an airport. There was a lady, and she was going on a trip, and the woman did not have food with her. She did not pack her food, or she forgot it in the house, and she was going on a plane trip. And maybe there was going to be a kosher meal later on, but she was very hungry now for something. So in the airport were different machines you can buy food. She went over to the machines and she started looking for something that's kosher. And she looked, you could see in the glass through the machine if it had a heksher or not. And she found a box of pretzels in the machine with a heksher that she uses. She knew about that heksher and the pretzels were kosher and she used that kind of pretzels. So she put the money in the machine, the 50 cents or whatever it was, and out comes the box of pretzels. And now it was time to go sit down in the other part of the airport where you wait to go on your plane. And she put the box of pretzels in her bag. And then she goes over to find where the plane, where you're supposed to wait. And now she plans to sit down and eat her box of pretzels. She sat down in a seat, and other people were also sitting down. It was getting crowded, and she had to arrange her coat, and she had to arrange a few things over there, and a bag, and she had to arrange a book that she had to read. And all of a sudden, she saw next to her was this a man was sitting next to her. And she had her box of pretzels, and it was right there on the, like, where you rest your arm on the chair. And she opened the box of pretzels and she made a bracha and she started to eat a pretzel. All of a sudden, the man next to her reaches in her box and takes out a pretzel from her box and he starts to eat a pretzel. Now, how does she feel when all of a sudden, without asking, a man next to her is all of a sudden taking a pretzel out of her box and starts eating? She felt very upset. But she didn't want to say anything. She thought it's very strange, but she's not going to say anything. She took another pretzel to eat, and all of a sudden, he reaches in and also takes another pretzel. She says, look, I'm very, very hungry. I don't want to all of a sudden start up with this man. I don't know why he's doing that. Maybe he's also hungry, I don't know, but I mean, you know, he takes from my pretzels without asking. And she eats another pretzel, he eats another pretzel. Finally, after eating the pretzels, there was one more pretzel left in the box. She looks down, she sees one more pretzel. He reaches in, he takes out the pretzel, breaks it in half, and he smiles, and he gives her a half of the pretzel. And he takes the last one, breaks it in half, and gives her a half, and he takes a half. She just couldn't believe it. What happened? She says, yes, this is a true story. She says, what kind of a chutzpah that this man, without asking, is taking my pretzels, and then in the end there's one left, and he takes it and breaks it in half and gives me a half of the last pretzel from my box of pretzels. Did you ever hear such a thing? And she starts thinking all kinds of not nice things about this man. All of a sudden, they announce that the plane is going to board. No, he's going to go on the plane in a few minutes. Wasn't time yet. So they're going to board in about 5 minutes. And she decided that she's going to get something out of her bag that she needed. Whatever it was, you know, she's going to open up her bag and she's going to take out something that she needed. She unzips the bag and she looks into the bag. What does she see over there? Her box of pretzels. Now, in the confusion of going and sitting down and arranging her things, she had thought that she had taken out her box of pretzels and put it right there on where you rest your arm on the chair. And really what happened was she had not taken out her box of pretzels. After she bought it, she put it in her bag and it was left in her bag. Now, what was this box of pretzels we were talking about that was on the armrest of the chair that she sat on? You know what that was? It was the man's box of pretzels. The whole time, She was actually eating from his box of pretzels that he had bought. Now, as he was a man who had bought exactly the same box of pretzels. And he had been sitting there and was getting ready to eat his pretzels. She came along, and, you know, in the confusion of getting set up with all of her things, she had thought that it was hers. She opened it, and she took the first pretzel from his box. He didn't say anything, and he took from his own box the whole time. And the whole time, when she took out a pretzel, it was from his box, and she hadn't asked him anything, because she the whole time thought it was hers. And then, in the end, the last pretzel was actually his, and he was nice enough not to say anything back to her, and he broke the last one and have to share it with her. Now, Kindle, look, you see what happened over here? She had left her box of pretzels in her bag the whole time. The whole time she was eating from his. Now, here's a lesson in judging a person, l'chafschus, always judging a person in a good way. If you're not sure what they're doing, you can judge them in a good way or chas v'shalom in a not nice way. You should also judge them. You should always judge them in a good way. Because here, the whole time she was judging him in such a not nice way, and really, it was exactly the opposite. She was actually eating from his. He didn't say anything. And he was sharing with her. So, of course, now, instead of having not nice thoughts about him, she thought, what a wonderful man. What a nice man. What a man with midos toivos that the whole time I was eating, I even opened it up from the beginning and took out from his pretzels, and the whole time he didn't say anything, he shared with me. And even the last pretzel, he shared with me broke in half. What a nice man.